From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Myanmar moves closer to a new government. U.S. President Barack Obama has congratulated Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi for the successes of her National League for Democracy Party, which appears headed for a landslide victory in that country's elections. A White House statement said Obama called the Nobel Peace Laureate to commend her for her tireless efforts and sacrifice over so many years to promote a more inclusive, peaceful, and democratic Myanmar, also known as Burma. The president noted that the election and formation of a new government could be an important step forward in Burma's democratic transition and the effort to forge a more peaceful and prosperous future, according to the statement. Obama also called Myanmar's president, Thein Sein, to offer his congratulations following the historic elections. The two leaders discussed the importance for all parties to respect the official results once announced and to work together with a spirit of unity to form an inclusive, representative government that reflects the will of the people, according to the White House. U.S. House of Representatives Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, an outspoken critic of China's alleged human rights abuses, has led a rare U.S. congressional delegation to Tibet, according to Chinese officials. Few details are known about Pelosi's trip, which was not announced beforehand. China's foreign ministry on Thursday described the visit as part of a normal exchange between the two countries. China tightly restricts foreign access to the autonomous region, where many Tibetan Buddhists have for decades complained of cultural and religious persecution by the Chinese government. Pelosi, who met Thursday in Beijing with Chinese officials, did not mention her visit. This is VOA News. Chinese police still routinely use torture to extract confessions from criminal suspects. That according to a new report from Amnesty International. This report, entitled No End in Sight, is based in part on interviews with dozens of human rights lawyers and comes as the UN is scheduled to conduct a regular review of China's record on torture. Methods of torture outlined by Amnesty include beatings, sleep deprivation, being forced into painful positions for long periods, and withholding food, water, or medication. Since 2010, China has introduced a number of guidelines it says have successfully reduced torture, including laws explicitly banning the practice. European leaders scrambled Thursday to keep their passport-free travel zone from collapsing after Germany, Sweden, and Slovenia acted on their own to tighten borders or erect fences to slow the relentless influx of people marching into Europe. A two-day summit held on the Mediterranean island of Malta was meant to focus on how to send back to Africa those who don't qualify for asylum and discourage others from attempting the risky journey across the seas in search of a better life. However, the gathering of European Union and African leaders quickly became overshadowed by fears that one of Europe's prized benefits, the ease of travel through its Schengen passport-free area, was unraveling. EU Council President Donald Tusk issued a warning.
The recent developments in Germany, in Sweden, in Slovenia, and in other countries all show with utmost clarity the huge pressure member states are facing. Saving Schengen is a race against time. And we are determined to win that race.
The Schengen travel zone involves 30 nations, including some not in the European Union. Kurdish fighters, backed by U.S. airstrikes, recaptured some areas around the northern Iraqi town of Sinjar from the Islamic State group after launching a new operation Thursday. Kurdish officials said their forces were in control of villages on either side of the town and had taken control of a key road on a major supply route between Islamic State-held Mosul to the east and the group's self-proclaimed capital to the west in Raqqa, Syria. Italian police announced a series of arrests in various European countries as part of a joint operation against suspected members of a terrorist group. Authorities say the raids targeted members of a Norway-based Iraqi Kurdish recruitment ring that radicalizes prospects via the internet and sends them to fight in Syria alongside the Islamic State group. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.